Give it to Zico. Inside the Santos Stadium, everyone's eyes were on the pitch. It was easy for Zico to creep into the changing rooms and hide his football boots in one of the lockers. I can't play in boots, he muttered to himself. Of course I can't. I've never played in boots. He was still muttering this when he bumped into his friends, Danilia and Frederico. They looked very sad. They'd seen him make a fool of himself out on the pitch. What happened out there, Zico? Said Danilia. Were you nervous? Was that it? Zico grinned. No, it was the boots. I can't play in boots, but it'll be all right now. They've gone. Thank you for buying them, Frederico, but next time I'll play barefoot. Can't stop. He leapt off along the terraces, as agile as a mountain goat on his bare brown feet. Frederico groaned deeply. Oh, he's got rid of the boots. Now I can't put them back where I took them from. I'll go to prison. I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't really, if only Zico could have played for Santos. I could have said, my friend is the famous Zico. Frederico put his head in his hands and wept. In the manager's dugout, the Santos coach sat watching the game. No, he said. There's nobody here with any real talent.
Excuse me, sir, said Zico.
Don't bother me, boy, I'm busy. You were number 20, weren't you? Go home, we can't use you.
Please, sir, I can't go home.
What do you mean you can't?
I can't go home because somebody has stolen my boots. And if I go home without them, my cruel father will beat me and my little mother will break her poor heart.
I can't worry about boots now, said the manager. Hang about until the trials end and I'll send for the police.
Yes, sir, said Zico, and sat down timidly.
After a moment he coughed and said,
couldn't I just go and kick the ball about with the other boys while I wait?
What, in your bare feet?
I'll manage, said Zico, and before the coach could say no, he ran onto the pitch.
He took the ball from the boy in white boots and snaked round two other players. He passed quickly to the wing, and as the ball was crossed back to him, he headed it firmly into the top corner of the net. In the manager's box, the coach got to his feet. After that, the other side had hardly a chance to touch the ball. It spun between their knees, it looped over their heads, it disappeared from the very toes of their boots as Zico smacked it goalwards. In the dugout, the coach stood on his seat to get a better view. The boy in white boots tried to stamp on Zico's bare feet, but was spotted by the referee and sent off. Before he reached the stand, Zico had scored another goal. The coach jumped up and down so hard that his seat broke. Sign that boy! Sign that barefoot boy!
Now I can go to prison happy, declared Frederico, and marched indoors. I'll go with you, said Danilia. We'll go to prison together.
The Santos first team were in the changing room putting on their kit. Danilia and Frederico stood in the doorway, waiting for the robbery to be discovered, waiting to admit to stealing boots from a Santos locker.
Hey, Enrico, what are your boots doing in my locker? Said the Santos goalkeeper.
Search me, said the centre-half, and took the black and yellow boots and began lacing them on.
You kids shouldn't be here,
he said, noticing Frederico and Danilia in the doorway.
No, I mean, stammered Frederico.
We just want your autograph,
said Danilia quickly. Then they both fled. It was in all the newspapers. Zico was the youngest Brazilian ever to play in the first division. And of course, he was the first ever to play barefoot in a cup final. On the day of the match, his parents, his sister, and all his friends from the beach were in the stands. They waved flags, blew whistles, and sang songs. But mostly they shouted, Zico! Zico! Give it to Zico! Danilia nudged Frederico during half-time and said,
He looks so tiny beside all those great big men.
But Federico called her a silly girl and said that it didn't take muscles to be a footballer. Zico pelted up and down the field, tackling, passing the ball, heading it across the goal mouth, and shadowing a player twice his size. It was an even, desperate match. The crowd were on the edge of their seats. Then Zico heard a Santos player shout his name.
Zico!
He saw the ball at his feet and the open goal. He didn't have time to shift his weight. Instinctively, he hit the ball. There was a thunderclap as every seat in the stadium folded shut and the entire crowd leapt to their feet. Then the roar built up until it seemed to shake the sky. A goal! A goal! Zico has scored!